Well, hey, good morning. Happy February 1st.
Hey, did you change the password here?
Why, yes, I did.
Why did you do that?
It's National Change Your Password Day.
What's the password?
Hey, what's your password?
What's your password?
What's my password?
Password.
You shouldn't have made your password password.
When's the last time you changed your
password?
He never changed his password.
Probably change your password.
National Change Your Password Day.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
If I could remember half my passwords, I'd try to change them. That's the thing. How can you change your password if you can't remember it? It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a Monday it is. It is the start of the Nevada legislature. That's right. The 2021 legislative session, and it is filled with garbage already. Taxes, 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 fees, fees, fees. Just, you know, forget the unemployment, forget Dieter not doing their job, not having the equipment to do their job, not catching the fraud. Forget about the unemployment. Forget about people still being laid off, businesses not opening up. Forget about all that. Money, money, money out of your pocket. That's what the Democrats want. Because I can guarantee if any Republican goes for anything like that, they will not be reelected. Not. We know what kind of state Nevada is in right now. And it is not good. And it's not going to get any better with the leadership that we have right now. On a national scale, it is rules for thee, not for me. And I have the perfect example for you today. Perfect example. Guilty of orchestrating treasonous coup, framing a U.S. citizen. That U.S. citizen would be President Trump. Remember the guy from the lawyer from the FBI? He changed something on the FISA application. Just, you know, well, just change this. Makes it look better. Makes it look better. Yeah. He got sentenced, finally. Yep, Kevin Kleinsmith. Kevin Kleinsmith. This is just unbelievable. $100 fine. Probably heard about this last week. Obama judge orders a $100 fine, 400 hours of probation. Yeah. Where's the justice? The reason I ask this, here's this Beltway insider. And I want to tell you a little story here. Women went into a Verizon store in Maryland. Her cell phone was broken. The guy that worked there was trying to help her, but, you know, she was in the wrong. She hadn't paid her bill. She's trying to get a new phone. Blah, blah, blah. You can check this story out on thedailywire.com, actually, if you'd like to. If you'd like to read the whole thing. But the end result was she wasn't happy. So she decided to file a complaint with the company and a police report. That the gentleman helping her allegedly sexually assaulted her. groped her. Kept pushing up, touching her. Do you have a feeling where this is going? Yeah. She lied. Guy got fired, but he wasn't going to let it go. So she kept telling her story. Told it to the judge. It got bad. But the judge saw through all of it. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the perjury charge and 5 years supervised probation. Okay, now granted, I don't even know why they even have sentencing anymore. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the perjury charge with 8 of those years suspended. Why don't you just sentence someone to 2 years then? I mean, that is just so stupid. This is our justice system. Where there is no justice. Because here, the average bad person lying gets 2 years and 5 years probation. 2 years in prison, 5 years probation. Yeah. For lying, which is a horrible thing, accusing this man of groping her and affecting his life, losing his job. So disappointed that Verizon, you know, fired him before they actually looked into the situation. Because people lie. They don't care that they're ruining people's lives. They lie. But what I'm trying to point out to you here is the disproportionate sentence that she received, 2 years in prison, 5 years probation, to a DC insider lawyer who is pretty much in on the coup of framing our president for something that he didn't do. What does he get? He gets a $100 fine. That should anger you beyond all get out. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you think you're on. That is literally the Beltway insiders against American citizens. Because I can guarantee you that they're not looking at your political party, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatnot, when sentences are handed down for American citizens. If you're not one of them, you will pay the price. We are at their mercy. And it's time for change. Seizure of property, closure of businesses, whatever they want, whatever they feel they need, they just take. This just shows it right there. $100 fine. 400 hours probation. A woman lies about getting groped, which she's scumbag for doing that, but she gets 2 years in prison. Sentenced to 10, but seriously, it's 2 years. And 5,000 hours probation. This is a problem. Because this is just going to keep going on if we, the people, don't change it. This is a problem because right now, well, actually, I believe it's about 40 minutes from right now at 11 o'clock, the Nevada legislature goes in and starts doing all their little ceremonies of, you know, patting each other on the back and welcoming everybody back, doing their big show when things are not going to be done for we the people. I would prefer that the slogan continue. Not make America great again, not keep America great, not saving America. America first. That's what I want to see. American citizens first. Your health, your prosperity. And the reason that I say your health is because they're also going to be playing with everything that's going on with COVID. Well, let me tell you what's going on with COVID. Because it's pretty sick. This is all being bantered about and put out there for the Great Reset. Again, look it up yourself. They just had their meeting of 1,000 world leaders and tech leaders and corporate leaders meeting in Davos. It's easy to duck, duck, go. Use your search engine. Just don't use Google. Davos. 2021. Because while you're being controlled with a mask, and that's all this is control. Doctors are warning once again that nobody is listening to that bacterial pneumonia is on the rise because of the masks. You're breathing in your own toxins. And what do they want you to do now? Now they want you to double and triple up. If it wasn't bad enough. Guess what? A virus is not going to be stopped by one mask. It's not going to be stopped by two masks. It's not going to be stopped by three masks. At what point do we see more people wake up to the crimes against humanity that the world government is putting on to people? There's a president of a country out there, Tanzania, says no to the vaccine. Not even to let the vaccine in the country. Pretty impressed with that. Wish our leaders had enough concern for us. When you have the scientists at Merck shutting everything down and not even doing vaccine research, because they say you're better off catching COVID and just getting over it because you have the therapeutics for it. And I'm not just talking about hydroxychloroquine now. You've got remdesivir. You've got ivermectin. Why would you put these chemicals into your body. Haven't seen too much of the story of the Orange County health worker who got the shot, and 4 days later he was dead. Few hours later he was in the ER, so it wasn't just something that was unexpected. I just pray to God you are doing your research and you're not just taking the media's word for things, because this is how this is all going to play out. Because now Fauci is saying, I'm not even going to use the term DR in front of him, because doctors take an oath to do no harm. Just Fauci is now saying the vaccine is going to have to be mandatory because, well, guess what? So many people are refusing it. At least there are some people that have woken up to this travesty. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with your comments, your calls, 884-9910, talk and text, and tell you today's poll question right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Mondays don't have to be a downer. Now you can start your week off right with a free cup of coffee at Dunkin'. All February long, it's Free Coffee Mondays.
Free cup only with purchase of overpriced donut or other menu item. Must be a Perks reward member to redeem your coffee. People with first names that start with a letter D go first. Not really. All month long, only until February 22nd. Present QR code before you pay. All cups leaving the store must be paid for. Coffee orders subject to review. Caution, hot coffee is hot. Discontinue if rash develops. Do not pour hot coffee on people. It's really just a cup of coffee, and do you really want to jump through all those hoops? Or just stay home and brew your own?
So don't miss Free Coffee Mondays in February.
We lead local talk, live and local with Monica Jay.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Little soothing Monday, Monday action for you. 991fmtalk.com. Thanks for being here today. And the poll question is brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, the FBI lawyer who doctored evidence in the biggest FISA abuse case in FBI history, gets probation and a $100 fine. Was that an acceptable punishment? Yes or no? Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of the Pakistani-British terrorist convicted of beheading U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl. Would this have happened if Trump was still in the White House? 91% of you participating in the poll said no. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mary this morning. Wants to talk about the silver market. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Monica. Welcome to the new toilet paper, paper towel world. And I looked up China to see where, how much, who's the highest silver producers. It's Mexico, Peru, and China. So tell me they're not getting us to fund something else.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that so much of the silver market was coming out of China.
Yes, my husband really got scared, and he called to buy some more silver, and he was told there's none to buy. So, may as it may, here we go again.
Well, I tell you, I keep buying my silver locally. I just do it a little bit at a time, and I know that, Northern Nevada Coin still has some.
Yes, and yeah, they do. But I don't know, here it is again.
Well, it's getting crazy out there, and people are panicked. And, you know, for me, precious metals, I'm not a stock advisor or anything like that, but precious metals are always a good buy. That's just something you should always have.
Lead? Getting up there, too.
Oh. Well, I know platinum and titanium.
For manufacturing. No.
Wow. And all that lead paint was so bad for us years ago.
I know. Mary, one more thing. And then I'll
go ahead.
Oh, what about Myanmar? That I already hear the Democrats are condemning it. I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if people don't follow in the trajectory that the world leaders want, then the Democrats are going to, say bad. That's not good. Because the Democrats are already working under a global mindset. They're not working for America first. It's already a global mindset. Mary, thank you.
Can you spell Blindenburg?
Yeah. Bilderberg. That's, yeah.
Oh, is that? Okay. Thanks,
Bilderberg.
Monica.
Thanks, Mary, for the call. Have a great day. All right. Stick around. We've got a Fox News update we're going to get through. And then Bruce is going to be back with a legislative update for us because they get started in just moments with all their pomp and circumstance here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this Monday, the first day of the Nevada 2021 legislative session. And last week, 2 weeks ago, I think I told you that the death count in this country was 55 people that we know of for a fact who died from the COVID vaccination. Then last week, it was up over 60. Now it is up over 100. Yep, they're starting to be reported. 39-year-old woman, healthcare worker, no known comorbidities, which means she didn't think of anything, wasn't sick or anything like that, died unexpectedly in northern Ohio within 48 hours of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine, which, by the way, she was required to take for her job. So, mandatory, because she worked at a nursing home. Immediately after receiving the vaccine, she felt okay. But then as every hour passed, she started feeling nauseated and a migraine. And then, as she was driving home, got into her driveway, just died in her car. So just as a reminder for you, as you're being told or forced to take the vaccine for your job, this vaccine has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, how they would normally approve it. They have been given emergency use authorization. Neither of the vaccines out there, Pfizer or Moderna, has the full approval of the FDA. Just know your risks. Know that Merck got out of the business of this vaccine because their scientists say it's better for you just to get it than all the research and money that they would be putting into vaccines. Get it, get over it. Take the prophylactics. Talk to your doctor. We're on a slippery slope right now, people. And it's getting slipperier every day. And now, even though kids have been proven that they're not transmitters, they're not, you know, they don't really have the chance of getting it. Fauci now wants all kids mandatorily vaccinated before they can go back to school. Think about your family. Think about what others are doing in the name of your safety. Because they're doing it to us right now in Carson City. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Bruce this morning. He is outside of the legislative building in Carson City. Bruce, what's going on so far?
Well, Monica, thanks for having me on this morning. I know that you're no stranger to these gatherings down here in front of the legislative building, but we've got a good 50 folks here with flags and signs, and they, like me, are a little upset about being locked out of the people's house over a virus that's no worse than your seasonal flu. And apparently, and I have this on good authority, that, you know, the word to the public is, we're doing this for the safety of Nevadans, and it's on recommendation of the health board. Well, that's a line of garbage. The majority leader here, all he has to do is say, open the doors, and it would be so. He's the one that said, close the doors. And
Bruce,
that's why we're locked out.
Weren't you in the military?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you sign up for the military?
Yes, ma'am. I volunteered.
Did you know that there was going to be danger, that, you know, there was the possibility that, that you could get mortally wounded or, you know, maimed for life?
Well, when you sign on that bottom line and you raise your right hand, you better understand the risks, and that's up to and including your life.
So why can't we, as Nevadans, take it upon ourselves to make our own decisions that if we want to take getting COVID into our own hands, we want those doors to the legislature open, and we'll decide if it's worth our while to go in?
Well, Monica, I am so glad that you said that, because it's been my contention that for the longest times, the people that we have we've elected to represent us are not, in fact, representing us. They are not acting as servants of the people. If they were, these doors would be open, and we would be able to participate in the political process. We wouldn't be locked out. You know where they do that? You know where they have legislation behind closed? They do that in communist countries.
Yeah.
I didn't give over 20 years of my life to this country to be locked out of my own house, Monica. I'm madder than an airline passenger trying to get through TSA right now. I got to tell you.
Well, you know, it's a good thing you brought up airlines, because honestly, I hope they fail. I'm not taking a trip by plane anywhere. I'll do the old fashioned thing when I was a kid and the family would pile in the car and drive, because when you have a pilot decide to throw every single person off of a plane, American Airlines, by the way, and Delta, and, yeah, you know, multiple others, for singing the national anthem, you know, for singing, just, I'm sorry, I'm done with you. You're not going to get my
Never
business.
Never thought I'd see that in this country. Yeah,
mine
either. You know, it's. I listened to a fellow this weekend. We had a meeting at a specific location that will remain undisclosed because no masks were required. We didn't have to come in wearing a submission indicator. I won't name the location because I don't want those people to become targets. And here we are again. That's not a statement I should be making in this country, but here we are.
Yeah.
Now, at that meeting, we had various speakers, and they talked to these very issues. Jerry Gilbert actually got up and spoke, and he said, I mean,
Bruce, you still there? Oh, Bruce, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Say what you said about Joey Gilbert, because you cut out.
I'm sorry. Joey Gilbert, if I had recorded what he said and played it against your last little bit, it was almost word for word, Monica.
Great
People
minds
know.
Think alike.
Yes, they do. I got to tell you, it was when I heard you saying what you were saying just before I got on the line here, it's like, wow. And I know that she was not at that meeting. How does she? I mean, it's almost verbatim. It was scary.
Because you know what, Bruce? It's common sense. And more people are waking up to the fact that we are being bullied. We are being bulldozed over, just run down, literally, by these people who say they're representing us, and they are not. They are not representing us.
Not at all. Well, I did speak with one of the assembly people before they went in. Assemblyman Wheeler was standing outside. I happened to catch his ear. Just wanted to let him know that, you know, we know that he's fighting a good fight, and he is speaking for us, but he seems to be a lone voice a lot of the time. I just, you know, wanted him to know, go in there, give him hell, do your job for us.
Yeah, and I wish he would have spoken up for us when we were trying to get signatures to recall Governor Sisolak, because he wasn't speaking up for us then.
No, he was not, and he would not sign the petition either. However, I know that in this legislative session right now, Barney Wadley's out here too, by the way. I had a brief conversation with him. We just got a whole bunch of new bills that Battleborn Patriots has got to go through now in a hurry to get them digested and get it out to the public. Monica, I cannot emphasize strongly enough how important it is to your listeners. Get on the phone. Get on your emails. Contact your representatives. Let them know you are not going to sit idly by and let them do whatever they feel like doing. Get your voice in there. It does count, and it doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
Bruce, where can
and they
people...
will, if they get enough, they'll listen.
Yeah, even the Democrats, when their constituents speak up, they have to take a pause and listen. But there are some in there who know they're not going to be reelected from what they've already done. So for some of them, it's like, okay, let's just do what we need to do.
I can tell you this, Monica. They would not want me to be in there and be in that position. Because if I'm in a position where I have nothing to lose, that's when I am really dangerous.
Well,
and that's how I would be in this legislative session. If I knew that I was terming out and there's nothing they could do to me, nothing. The Katie barred the door. Because I would let loose with both barrels, I promise you.
Well, that's why we need you.
You're listening.
That's why we need you to run for office.
Oh, gosh, Monica. I hope you can find somebody better than me. However, the legislature's own website, the Nellis website, it's not that difficult. If I can navigate that website, anybody can navigate that website.
Right. And I have at 991fmtalk.com. You can go onto my page and you can find both of the links there, not only to the legislative page, but you can also find the Nellis website there. Where can people go to find the breakdowns of what you and your team have put together for the bills, if they're good or not? Is that still takingnevadaback.com?
TakingNevadaBack.com. I'm hoping that they got the website completely updated. If not, you can always go to NevadaPatriot.net, and there's links there for all of the legislators' personal emails, personal phone numbers, every piece of information that we could possibly get, so you can contact the people that are supposed to be representing you.
Okay, I'll link that on my webpage as well, so people have it all right there together. So, Bruce, thank you so much for the legislative update, and be safe out there. And I'm not talking about the coronavirus.
I understand.
Be safe out there.
Well, you know I never go anywhere without Daphne.
Exactly. Thanks for being here, Bruce Parks with us today. We're going to be right back. We've got Vance on the line, and we've got Ryan on the line as well. Hang on. Quick break. We're going to knock this out so people have more time on the other side. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And when Trump was out there praying for all of us and looking for just hope for all Americans to live a better life, to have more money in their pocket. Republicans came out and started the Lincoln Project. High-profile Republicans like George Bush. But it seems as though now, according to Breitbart.com, the Lincoln Project founder, co-founder, John Weaver, has now been accused of sending, let's just say, provocative messages to young men. Yeah, nearly a dozen of them. According to the Times, Weaver told young man that he would spoil him, or quote, spoil you when we see each other and help you other times. Give advice, counsel, help with bills. You help me sensually. Uh-huh. The Lincoln Project, an anti-Trump Republican group. Well, maybe that's why they were so afraid of Trump getting in there and cleaning things up and draining the swamp. It's on both sides of the aisle, people. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Vance is on the line. Vance, thanks for being on the program today.
You're welcome. Once again, I'm away from my computer. So, all right. Real simple solution to all this legislation in this session. Go in, make the mark where you don't want the bill passed or enacted. You got to read it. And then in the comment section, just say, no new bills, or what I'm going to put in the comment section with regards to the gun laws. Question, why is it you want to enact the same laws that were put in place by the Nazis in Germany? Okay.
Now you're referring to Nellis, that you can go
right
in, and when you go against or for a bill, there's actually a comment section there that people can fill out.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was doing that two years ago, the last session. And with regards to gun bills, H.R. 127, I've been calling the Democrat, or not the Democrat, the Republicans, and telling them they need to get their hands on that book that I showed you. And by the way, Ira Hansen has a copy of that book, too. I bought him one. And if he doesn't use it, shame on him. You know, there's a whole lot of things.
That's what it boils down to, is when people give this information to the legislators, do they actually read it, or do they think that they know better, that they already know these things that have happened in the past, and they don't need to do any extra education?
Well, with regards to calling the Congress critters, what I've been having the staffers do is they're at a computer terminal. I ask them about that. And if they are, I take them to the steps to pull up that commentary from Hilmar von Campe that he penned, The Warning for America. And folks, if you're listening, you think I'm joking. This guy was a Hitler youth. He was repentant. He became a U.S. citizen, 30-some-odd years or 40-some-odd years after World War II. He was a German Army World War II vet. You listen to those people. When they sound alarm bells here in the United States and they went through all that crap, you listen to them. So that's pretty much it.
Well, that's the other point, Vance, is there are so many people who immigrated to this country because they wanted a better life. They didn't want to destroy this country. They wanted to embrace it and take on our value systems, our morals. And so they wanted to be U.S. citizens. And now we have people just invading to try and take it all down. So if you ever get a chance to talk to somebody who immigrated to this country legally, then kids should be listening to them, because all these Antifa and Black Lives Matter people out there, they have been raised in a country that they've had the freedoms to enjoy what they're doing, and they don't understand what the other side that they're fighting for is actually like.
Well, look at Vicky, okay? She grew up under Ferdinand Marcos, we got her and Mike over here. I'm not going to go into the details, but we got Mike and her over here, and within 2 weeks in the 92 campaign, she had the Clintons wired. And she only had eighth grade schooling, but, man, she could read people.
And I wish more people could.
Wired. Now, if she can do it, anybody should be able to do it.
Yeah. You do your research. You don't just listen to the pretty words. That's why they call them Slick Willie. Vance, thank you so much for all you do. Appreciate your time today. We'll be back in the next hour. And there was a meeting Saturday of a number of Patriots. Triple digit number, actually, of Patriots getting together and understanding what is going on right now. Getting the information that they need. Because there's still too many businesses out there that aren't opening up. Now the governor and the attorney general come back and say that, go ahead, do your economic emergency, open up. You're breaking my law. So we're going to see how this all plays out. Because Governor Sisolak and Aaron Ford, yeah, they're putting themselves above the Constitution. And I don't know about you, but that does not work for me. We'll be back right after this.